May the words of my mouth and the inspiration of my soul be pleasing to you, my God. Well, good morning. I always come here and open up with that same line. It is always a gift when I'm asked to preach here at St. Stephen's. I really have come to feel like this is my second home. And today being Reformation Sunday, for me, is truly an honor, one that I never would have expected I'd have the privilege to do. As a convert, I have found the real freedom in what we believe in as Lutherans. I see my own conversion as truly being reformed. My way of thinking has been turned around, and it's been turned around to the truth. A truth that I was for so many years too blind to see. I have to say this, I'm getting a little choked up. I'm Italian. I love being Lutheran. Now, I'm not just saying that like feel good love. I love it. I love being a church. You know, there's nothing like a convert. It's like, a converted smoker. We just preach a lot about it. I love being part of a church that is inclusive. No one is left out. A part of a church where my opinion actually counts. Every year when I go to Synod Assembly, and I may have said this before, I cry. Well, some people are grumbling that it's too long. I'm in awe of all the different things that we vote on as a people. We are never dictated to. How awesome is that? And Martin Luther and I hate to brag, but we're kind of like this. He married a nun. I married a priest. We both were Roman Catholic. He believes in a married priesthood, so do I. And we strongly speak out, much to others' dismay at times. But we also believe in social justice, justice for all of God's people. And my list can go on and on and on. I truly should have been born Lutheran, but God had a different road for me, and I'm very happy with it. But at the end of this long list is the most important thing that Brother Martin and I have in common. We, most of all, believe in God's grace. Because if not, how else would I, this Italian girl from Brooklyn, be standing here in front of you today? So I am truly blessed by God's grace to be given the opportunity to bring to you the Word of God in the Holy Scriptures. Martin Luther did not turn a blind eye to a situation that situations that were just right out wrong. Luther had insight and a vision on how a church could make how the church could make changes to benefit all. In fact, he had 95 of them. And he saw with full clarity that the leaders of the Roman Church were turning a blind eye to many an injustice. He never planned to create a new denomination or break away from the Roman Church. That was the last thing on his mind. And he especially did not want to form a new denomination that was named for him. He might have been outspoken, but he did have humility, and it bothered him. All he wanted to do, this priest from an impoverished town, was to be fair to all people. He wanted to make changes that would benefit all and to better follow the teachings of Christ. He was told by many to keep quiet, and he even had his own editor, Philip Melanchthon. I kind of think David is mine, my husband. And he was taught to tone it down. All Martin wanted to do was restore sight to a blind church, a church that had become blind to its most poor and abandoned. His strong faith in God and answering to his call gave him the grace he needed to make the necessary changes and form a new church that was healed. I am almost sure, almost positive, that Luther did not have the insight that what he did then, so long ago, over 500 years later, would have the effect that it had. But I am sure of one thing. God knew and God saw it clearly. Martin Luther shouted out many times in God's name, and his prayers were answered. In today's gospel, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, shouts out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Now, he can't see Jesus. He's blind. But in his faith, he knows Jesus is present. Jesus does not turn a blind eye to him. He has no favorites. He doesn't see him as less or lowly as the crowd does. And Bartimaeus, much like Luther, shouts out to others' dismay. Both, in fact, are ordered to stay quiet. Bartimaeus needed to shout out. Jesus stood still of that rushing crowd, called him to him. Bartimaeus throws back his cloak, springs up, goes to Jesus, and in his grace and in his faith, he is healed. He doesn't go back to his old ways on the street. He jumps up, throws off that cloak. He's given a miracle. He has new vision for his life, new insight. And Bartimaeus becomes a follower of Christ. You see, sometimes situations shout out at us. And we could do one of two things. We could turn the blind eye, or we can respond with a solution, an insight, and clear vision. And that's just what Akbar Cook, the principal of Westside High School in New Jersey, did. So I was watching Ellen, one of my favorite shows, and this story came up about Akbar Cook. He's the new principal of a high school in Newark. He was the vice principal for many years, and for many years, he didn't have the power to change things because he was the vice principal. He started to see truancy build up, bullying getting worse, kids just weren't coming to school, and the fights were every day. And he finally decided he was going to look into it. He had a new vision. What he found out after speaking to the teens and the families, many of the people were impoverished and couldn't afford to go to the laundromat as often as they like, or they didn't have enough clothes to wear for the whole week. So what the teens would do, they would stay home because their clothes maybe had an odor after gym. They would get teased. So the truancy was directly related to dirty clothes and not enough of them, and that ensued into bullying. So he said, "I have to do something about it." In the beginning, he used his own money and gave them money, because laundromats are very expensive, especially at the end of the month, if your paycheck and your assistance has run out. But then when that didn't work, he had a clear vision. He started to write to companies and had washers and dryers installed in the high school. And it became a part of the community. The kids would wash their clothes after school. They had fresh stuff. One business told another business, they have enough laundry soap to last them at least 10 years at this point, and dryer sheets. And it became a place of home. While the clothes were washing, teachers volunteered to stay afterwards and help them with their homework while the clothes were washing. And the school smelled a lot better. Just think of all those dryer sheets. The point was, he saw a problem, he had a vision that, who ever heard of washer and dryers in high school except for home ec? That really didn't work. But he had a vision. He followed it through. He spoke up, much to many a PTA dismay. Like, we don't do that. But he did it. He did not turn a blind eye. He had his insight. He asked the right questions. He had the vision of a solution shouting out at him. He jumped up into action and did something. And in doing so, he healed the hurt, pain, and humiliation that no one should go through, especially a teenager. In another news story, I'll tell this one quicker, a police department in an impoverished town was trying to build up relationships with the community. So they offered to buy ice cream from their ice cream truck one night a week, only to find out that the ice cream truck no longer went there because he wasn't making enough money. People didn't have money for the extras, so the ice cream truck never existed. There were many children that didn't even know what an ice cream truck looked like. So these police officers pooled their money, they bought an old food truck, turned it into an ice cream truck, and again, reached out to the community, shouted out for help on every local news station, and enough ice cream and ices showed up, and they were so clever, they had a vision of an outdoor movie. What else don't these kids know about? And so they put a screen on the side of the ice cream truck, and they have movie nights and ice cream, and the children are the ones with insight and a view that's different and changed. They saw these police officers that they were often running away from because of what they've heard, instead as their friend, someone they can go to, and they built up community. These were situations that others had turned a blind eye to. They may not seem like a miracle, but I'm pretty sure they were. On the news, I heard the responses of the teens in the high school and the people in the community of the news story, and healing had begun. We'll never know the life-changing impact they had on the young people that they served. Only God knows the true measure of healing that happened in the hearts of those teens and in that neighborhood. We could only pray that these young people will respond to God's call in the future, bringing healing to others, paying it forward, so to speak. In each situation, the principal and the police officers had to stand up and had to shout out. They didn't buckle under peer pressure. They dropped the old way of doing things in order to make a change, to bring healing to a teen suffering pain and ridicule and bullying, and a community that felt abandoned and forgotten. Their lives were definitely changed for the better, and they healed. As a person of faith, I can see God in all of it. And when I read the line about Bartimaeus throwing off his cloak and sprang up and came to Jesus, I thought that cloak might just represent his past, his old way of being. He never looks back. He doesn't think it over. He doesn't go back to sitting quietly on the street. Instead, he jumps up and he shouts for action and for healing. So it was for Martin Luther, Akbar Cook, the principal, and the police officers. All had a vision when others were blind. They answered to God's call, they threw off their old ways, and shouted out for change, change that produced healing for so many. Now I ask you, how many of us, myself included, and the boys just attested to it, we turn a blind eye? It's normal, it's human, we all do it. We turn the blind eye to things that need healing. A healing might be personal, in our personal lives, in our churches, our community, our country, and in our world. We may think it's too late. We fear being judged. We think that someone else stronger, smarter, will come through and make the changes. And we slowly, carefully step back, sit quiet, and we do not respond to God's call. And we miss the opportunity to be the healing hands and feet of our Lord. The truth is, on our own, we cannot change things that are incurable, unchangeable, unjust, and impossible. But we can with God's help. With God, all things are possible. Sometimes in order to heal, we have to change. We must drop our cloaks, our old way of being, and that goes for healing, whether it be physical, emotional, or spiritual. How many of us have heard doctors say that we need to change our lifestyle? We are all in need of physical healing of some kind. We're told to exercise, eat healthy, stop smoking, lose weight. So many diseases can be prevented by doing so. And I know it sounds easier said than done. I know from my own experience. But when we need spiritual healing and emotional healing, we need to change our thought patterns and not look back on our histories of hurt and disappointment. We need to have a new insight, a new vision of what our lives could be. At those times, we must not turn a blind eye to the love of God. We are not alone. We are not abandoned. Don't stay in the dark. Bring the hurt to God. God will soothe your pain and bring light into any situation. Healings come in all different ways, but not always the way we might expect. Martin Luther did not turn a blind eye totally to a total and unjust situation, many of them. In his honor, on this very special day, I ask you, what are the injustices that we might be turning a blind eye to? I challenge the boys, I'm challenging you and myself. Do we stand up for equality for both men and women? Do we shout out against racism and hatred? What is it that you need insight into to have a clear vision? Like Bartimaeus, shout out to Jesus for whatever you need to be healed. Ask Jesus for what you want, and he'll give you what you need. Can we all try to be like Martin Luther, Principal Akbar, and the ice cream truck policemen and women? Like them, we must answer our call, so that we may effectively make changes that we need to live in harmony in the healing love of Christ. Jesus came to earth to show us the way, to make our blind eyes see. Today we thank Martin Luther for speaking the truth and answering his call. Amen.